Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Does Jim Suk know that legal marijuana industry across the country supports right now 440,000 full-time jobs?
Yeah, he seems like a guy that would be hung up on the legal part.
Well, but the illegal industry supports way more than that.
Probably.
But yeah. Once again, if they legalize it everywhere, that's 2-3 million easily.
Let me tell you something else about
the job killers, right?
Biden's economy.
What?
Well, first of all, gas is a lot cheaper in Colorado for whatever reason this time of year. Yeah. And it is now, I could have gotten an eighth. I went for the good stuff at $20 an eighth.
But, for weed? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Decent weed is selling for $150 to $200 an ounce, which is a really good price.
Okay. See, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Thanks, President Biden. Yeah.
That's illegal weed, right?
Bringing the legal weed prices down.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know what your illegal weed costs. I don't dabble in that stuff.
What, illegal weed?
Or illegal.
Or you don't dabble in which one?
Illegal weed.
Yeah, no, you don't. You always said that, too, by the way. You always stood by that. Right. Todd, does this bird that mimics a police siren sound like a peacock? I said peacock.
Yeah.
You better practice because people are going to want to see that tonight live.
Yeah.
You got people are going to want to see that live tonight.
I mean,
that's worth the price of admission
about,
right
think
there.
Think about the look on Gary's face the other day and Zach's face yesterday, and then multiply that by hundreds. Think how impressed they could all look.
Yeah, a lot of them will like it because they've been listening to the show. They love Todd's peacock.
Well, and if we do it tonight, they'll expect it. Gary and Zach were both just kind of caught off guard.
Yeah.
Like, what in the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Gary looked at him like, what the hell is he doing? And then I saw Zach yesterday look at him, and Zach's weird enough anyway. He said, what the hell's that? He's thinking, what the hell? I'm weird, but that's really weird.
Zach, that's a look I'll get from my daughter after the show. She'll just be like, that's what you do, huh?
Are you tired when you and your friends talking about farts? Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I did tell her, sometimes there's queefs thrown in. It's not all farts. Sometimes they're from the front.
Did that help?
It's a lot to keep up on. Yeah.
If you got more questions for us too for this evening's show,
this is a one lane road,
which will be answered on the podcast too. You don't have to be there, but we'd like you to be there and hang out with us.
I want to hear this bird.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of bird it is. Doesn't say in this account.
Is it sort of like the fart and the Chris Isaac song? The bird sounds like the siren, right?
There's a video. Impression of a police siren was so accurate. It left officers believing their cars were faulty. There's a little video clip I haven't previewed. If you
so
want
you think the bird heard them and started mimicking them like it's a macaw or whatever they say.
Yeah, it's a caliendo.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously a good mimic. Am I up?
It's a red-breasted caliendo.
Yeah. Right.
Let's see if we can hear it here. Bird mimicking police siren confuses officer.
Yep.
Yeah,
I hear that. Yep, cops are coming, man.
Oh yeah,
yep.
5-0.
One of them Euro sirens.
All right.
It's trying to bang a cop car.
Yeah. You should head out where the peacocks are in this town, Todd. Just stand behind a bush and
start
going.
But it looks like it's some sort of wild bird. They just cut to a tree, and there's a bird in a tree making that sound. It's not, you know, a African gray or...
So you think the bird just sounds that way naturally, or does it mimic the cop cars going by?
It's got to be something that mimics it.
Right.
Yeah.
You would think.
Right.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often if birds are able to mimic sounds.
Yeah, can all birds mimic sounds, or just the ones that talk, like Jill's a bitch, you know?
I think some are better than others. I don't think all of them mimic sounds.
Jill walks in. What the hell?
Most of them just have
Jill's a bitch.
Their little song. They might have a couple, three different songs.
Quite a few here.
You've been talking as to the bird again?
Yeah.
That says blue jays can mimic. Blue jays are pretty common. Mockingbirds, gray parrots, common starling. Looks like a lot of parrots, cockatoos, a crow, American crows, and macaws, like you said, and then some that I've never heard
of. Yeah, the macaws, they're the big ones, right?
That just, okay.
Yeah, macaws are.
The Jill's a bitch was like a 2-foot bird, man.
Lots of
one.
Birds outside big the bird. Parrot world could be mimics.
Yeah, it's some of them, starlings, blue jays, mockingbirds, crows. Yeah, there are some. A brown thrasher. Not a bird guy. Don't know what that is.
I keep hearing that as you get older, you get into watching birds, but I don't care.
No.
I don't think I'm ever going to care.
My parents just crossed that threshold.
Oh, no. They grabbed the binoculars and went out?
No. But they've got the bird bath and the bird feeders and everything outside the back window of the house.
Oh, that's different than going out in the woods with glasses.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not happening. Yeah, right. No, that's not happening. Yeah. But, you know, there's a big emphasis on refilling the bird feeders.
There are people that travel the world with a little checklist.
Well, they did that. They caught up with a guy. Remember the guy was the African-American gentleman that was looking at birds in New York, in the Central Park?
Yeah, that lady called the cops.
The white Karen called her because she was a racist. And they caught up with that guy, and he's still at Central Park looking at birds.
No, they gave him a job. He's going to go to work for, like, National Geographic.
Okay, I didn't hear that part. Okay.
And be like a bird guy on TV or on their website.
A bird guy is not taking pictures of long boobs.
Yeah. And who's the... what's the racist Karen doing now?
Yeah. She lost running her job for Congress. Dog.
Right.
Yeah. Running for Congress is right. You know she is.
Talking about what a victim she is.
Yeah. I was canceled because I thought a black guy with binoculars was doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm an awful person and there's consequences.
And they interviewed this guy. He was such a nerd, man. He was just a nerd. You know,
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw it too.
Yeah. But I mean, you know what? Respect the fact that he is into what he is into and he loves it and he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. Right. That's cool. Do you, man. But you're not going to sell me on bird watching. No.
Right. Now hosting a birding series for National Geographic.
Birding.
Because hard to find a black dude who's really into birding.
Yeah, so. It's tough pull.
Especially the way Gary Curtis watched you the other day do your bird right in front of him.
Yeah,
you
know? That ain't birding. That's peacocking.
Yeah.
There's a difference between birding and peacocking. I like that.
There's
word
one third of the crowd tonight that's not going to know what that is when you do that. They're going to go, I haven't heard the peacock before. What's up with Todd?
People can be like, what was that?
Maybe we could have, you should just go up with Cameron and while he's doing impressions, you just do your impression.
Yeah.
Just keep it right there in one part of the show.
AKA Gordon.
There's going to be people who've been dragged to this show tonight by whoever. They leave, be like, that's what they do every morning. Yeah. That's every day.
And you listen to all of it, right?
Yes. Yes. So Kourtney Kardashian drinks her own breast milk.
Yeah, I guess the story was she wasn't feeling well and had it around and just chugged the glass.
I thought right out of the tap. Like
that would be convenient.
Yeah, you know, I like
you're
that.
You're thirsty.
Yeah, when they licked their own nipples, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's usually in porn.
It is cool.
Yeah. Oh, she keeps it. Well, so you think? Does she think it helps her because it's the immune system thing?
Yeah.
Does that any fact to that?
I don't know.
I never had breast milk.
We'd have
because my wife
to
didn't breastfeed. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would have had it. You know. And I was never breastfed either. I don't think.
What
about your mom?
When you Google, can moms drink their own?
I've been down there, but nothing came out over the years. I've tried, but I've never gotten anything out of
anybody. And you'll continue to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm not pregnant. I don't care.
When you Google, can moms drink their own breast milk, the first thing that comes up is there's no danger to it, but it's just kind of strange.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's definitely great nutrition, great protein, calories, ounce for ounce. It's low in calories for an adult.
How much milk you drink and you're worried about calories of breast milk? Come on.
Well, doesn't it just even out if it's from your body?
Hey, good point. If you're drinking your own, the calories going right back in your body anyway.
Calories in, calories out.
Yeah. Like eating your own burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burgers. Or you should boogers. It's exactly like eating your own boogers. Because that's so much better.
Your own berries.
Eating your own boogers.
Well, obviously, breast milk is safe for human consumption.
Yeah, but direct adult consumption of
your own boogers.
Human milk for medicinal properties offers
that was said this morning.
Nothing more than placebo effect.
You're still here for nearly 2 hours. Yeah, since you put up on her Instagram story Wednesday, she felt sick, just pounded a glass of it.
Yeah, they say it's placebo. She may have felt better,
but
there's no science behind backing that up.
It's got to take a minute or two to extract a whole glass of it.
Well, she probably has a kid and has some
probably some
around,
in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, she probably keeps it. You should keep it in the freezer.
Okay,
yeah, they don't like
now. She's the one married to Travis Barker, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. He's probably tried some of that, you know.
One assume.
Yeah. He's a freak.
I don't know. He seems like a pretty normal dude. I don't know if he'd do something like that.
I mean, the dude always looks unhappy.
Yeah. He does.
It is shocking. I caught an old Blink 182 video.
The
on
one where they're naked running around? I love that video. I love that one. He's not near as tatted up in that.
No.
He's all clean cut and young looking.
It is crazy how few tattoos he had back in the day and how much he has just gone hog wild since then.
That video of them just running through the streets, they blur out their crotch area. It's so funny.
What's My Age Again?
Yeah, that's a great song. But it's also a cool video. I saw it too, Push, the other day.
But the lack of tattoos was what hit me. I was like, man.
Right.
That guy just doesn't stop. He spent the last 25 years just getting tattoos.
I know, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's an emailer who has spent a long time, but he's kind of specific in his bird watching. He just watches for great tits. Flock of Tits is the name of his email address.
It didn't go upwards, Nick.
Right.
It stayed there.
Oh, that's not happening.
No, it's not.
Flock no one of expects Tits at to. His server.com.
This is a landslide.
He's not a bird watcher. He just looks for great tits. Oh, God.
Oh. I just look for cardinals and try to decide whose grandma it is.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that could make me actually wander around the woods looking for looking for birds.
What always amazed me about that competition, we saw the same story about the competition. One in Jersey. There's like they get a 24-hour period in New Jersey to go up and down the state and find all these birds.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, it's not like you take a camera shot. You just write down that you saw it. It's all honor system.
Oh, come on.
That whole thing was honor system, and people are running up and down this whole state of New Jersey. Well, I saw the same thing you guys did, probably, and because a lot of birds there. And
was that a real sports segment?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was, right.
Competitive bird watching?
Yes, competitive bird watching. Teams like three or four guys all over Jersey, and you got 24 hours to find these birds.
What do you win?
Nothing, probably. It's not highly paid.
The title? It's like being the Deadpool winner.
Right, That's it.
If you cheat, it's just ill-gotten gains.
Yes. Right. Well, like I said, I told you, I found myself at that trivia contest at a bar randomly. We're just sitting there. All of a sudden, they started playing trivia, so we started playing. And I'm thinking, and I think the winner got like a $50 gift ticket to that particular bar or restaurant. And I'm thinking, I realize you might want a $50 gift ticket, but if you're sitting here cheating on that by Googling your phone, because it was crowded, so you could easily Google and not tell anybody, then why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Now, even I didn't do that. I'm like, if we get them wrong, we get them wrong. We don't care.
When I did music bingo briefly, one of the
you did do that.
One
right?
of the bar owners was like, "Are you checking these cards when people bring them to you?" And I was like, "Yes."
you weren't even tallying them up.
Guess I'll start. Well, no, because I didn't care.
Yeah.
People be like, "You got a bingo." I'm like, "Great." I'm like, "Oh, wait, I'm doing the game." Yeah, good job.
Tell somebody who cares. Well, you're the guy running the bingo game.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow. That is right.
Congratulations.
The World Series of Birding has its own Wikipedia page.
Yeah, of course
and
it does.
And this thing has been going on since 1984 in Jersey.
Yep.
And as far as I can tell, there's no monetary prize at all.
No, I don't think so, yeah.
No, then there would be incentive to cheat. And that was the World Series of Birding. That's the segment that we watched.
Yep. But you just say, you get
a trophy. You get there's a cup and then
I guess there's maybe prizes. Might be honor among bird watchers that you don't cheat.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
In the past, teams competing in New Jersey have been able to identify within the range of 48 to 229 unique species in the 24-hour period.
Right.
With the average, most teams go out and get 165 different kinds of birds in one day.
I wonder why they choose Jersey.
I think there's a lot of marsh and a lot of birds everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, there might be a wide variety of birds.
Yeah, I was just in Jersey, so there's a lot of marsh there.
It's a state that's, there's so many,
I know why it is, there's so many concentrated in a small state, so people can travel up and down the state in 24-hour period.
Different topography, you got the forest, you got the ocean.
Right.
You'd be like, what kind of bird is that? It's like, yellow.
Yeah. I wouldn't do this.
Anybody else see the yellow bird?
And how many do you find it at night? I mean, isn't that just a, like, you got night vision cameras
and
stuff?
Yeah, they got night vision glasses,
all
right?
All that. Yep.
Wow. Are there birds other than owls that make noise at night?
I'm going to say yes, guessing.
I think a lot of them go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's a good question there. I don't know if it's good one, but yeah.
It's a question.
It's a question.
Unfortunately, we'll probably get the answer.
For today, it's a good question.
We'll probably Google that.
We'll get the three-paragraph email.
Not the kind of question we're going to answer at the live show, but it's a question.
No, the live show question, yeah.
Occasionally, some birds won't be up.
Yeah. So that guy's not a bird watcher, what you just watched, Todd?
Just great chance. He is a
bird specific
watcher, but he is very narrow in his focus. Finding the great chicks.
All right.
I don't know the range.
It's good to have hobbies.
Yeah. He knows the bird he likes. Yeah. I respect that.
I think they're all over the world.
Live show tonight, AdmiralOmaha.com for tickets. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.